through the New Testament to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Read verses 1 through 8. 1 Thessalonians 1, verses 1 through 8. And as we prepare to hear words of Scripture, let's ask for God's help. Let's pray. Lord, so long ago, your servant Paul wrote these words to a church. Ancient words. Words that are still true today. So by your Spirit, speak your words through your servant Paul, that we may hear your truth and follow in your ways. Amen. Paul writes to the church, Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the church of the Thessalonians, in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace. We always give thanks to God for all of you and mention you in our prayers, constantly remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers and sisters beloved by God, that God has chosen you, because our message of the gospel came to you not in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction. Just as you know what kind of persons we proved to be among you for your sake, and you became imitators of us and of the Lord, for in spite of persecution you received the word with joy, inspired by the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and in Achaia. For the word of the Lord has sounded forth from you not only in Macedonia and in Achaia, but in every place your faith in God has become known, so that we have no need to speak about it. For the word of God among us, for the word of God within us, for the word of God in Scripture, thanks be to God. Thank you. Thank God for you. For all the ways that you, members of Elizabethtown Presbyterian Church and our sister churches and members of this community, for all the ways you have demonstrated your faith, for all the times you have shared your gifts to the glory of God, for all that you do that shows God's love. Thank you. As Paul writes, we always give thanks to God for all of you, mentioning you in our prayers, constantly remembering before our God and Father your work of faith, your labor of love, your steadfastness of hope in the Lord Jesus Christ, for you became an example to all the believers. Thank you. In my remembering, in my life, there are some people that I need to thank. She was as little as she was old. At 80 years old, Ms. Murray was no taller than 4 feet and a half, and that was with her heels on. For more than 40 years, Ms. Murray taught Bible stories to the children of the church's preschool. Week after week, she packed up her flannel board and her paper characters and told the stories of God's love. And by the time she retired at First Presbyterian Church in Sumter, she had taught three generations of families. I was one among those generations. I remember her voice. I remember her thick glasses that magnified the love in her eyes. No, I don't remember the details of what she taught us. But I remember that Ms. Murray loved God. That she loved the children of the church. Ms. Murray died a few years ago. And I don't know if I ever told her what she meant to me. So today I want to say thank you. Thank you, Ms. Murray, for sharing the stories of faith with me, for sharing God's love with me, for committing more than 40 years of your life to the children of First Presbyterian Church. Whenever I remember you, I thank God for you. He is a gifted musician. He played the organ almost as loud as Sylvia does. Mr. Scobie loved music. Church music, to be exact. As long as I can remember, he sat on the organ bench of First Presbyterian in Sumter and led the faithful in singing hymns of praise to God, playing just as loud as that organ would play. When I was a little boy, I sang in the church's children's choir. Mr. Scobie taught us to sing in Latin. While I didn't understand the words at all, somehow I knew that God did. And what really mattered was that our music gave joy to God. And I remember one time Mr. Scobie invited me to sing a solo. He said I had a good voice. He said I should share that with God and with the congregation, and I haven't stopped singing since. But it was when I was in eighth grade. When I was in eighth grade and my band director at the middle school encouraged me and some of my friends to form a brass quintet. We were trumpets and trombones, French horn and tuba. And when Mr. Scobie heard us, he invited us to play for Christmas and Easter. Imagine that! This church musician who loved high church organ music had the confidence and an eighth grade brass quintet to invite us to play in church on the two most important days, Christmas and Easter. And you know what? We did pretty good. In fact, we played every year after that until we graduated from high school. I'm not sure I ever told him, but today I want to say thank you, Mr. Scobie, for encouraging me to sing, for teaching me about church music, for believing in an eighth grade trumpet player and his friends, for teaching me to use my musical gifts to the glory of God. Whenever I remember you, I thank God for you. The single biggest influence in my life of faith, as it is for all children, was my parents, Charles and Glenda Denny. Highly committed people of faith, whenever the church doors were open, they made sure that my brother and I were there. They volunteered. They taught me at every grade level. I remember the puppets that we made in Sunday school to tell the Bible stories. And one year when we were studying the book of Acts and studying about the church, we built a model church building, complete with steeple and stained glass. It was big enough that you could crawl inside. Oh yeah, and who could forget the fire? Christmas was coming. We had an Advent wreath in our Sunday school class. We talked about the Sundays of Advent each week, and we lit a candle and said a prayer. One Sunday, as the candles were burning, all the children bowed their heads just as usual. And then during that prayer time, there was quite a commotion. Apparently, one of our candles was just a little too close to the flannel board, and it caught a fire. When I opened my eyes, I saw Dad furiously beating out the flames. Yes, I think that's the day they changed the rules about flames in Sunday school classes. But I've never forgotten the candles of Advent. Mom and Dad drove me to camp. They were chaperones on our youth trips. They sent me to Montreat youth conferences. They did devotionals with us at home. Yes, I have told them. But today I say again, thank you, Mom and Dad, for all the Bible crafts and Bible stories, for teaching faith to me and my friends, for modeling faith at home and at work. Whenever I remember you, I thank God for you. And Ms. Harrett, she was my favorite Sunday school teacher when I was in high school. I can't really tell you what it was about Mrs. Harrett. She took us seriously. She asked us hard questions, and she didn't try to tell us the answers. She let us wrestle with the questions, wrestling with our faith together. She was authentic and real, and you could tell that she wanted to be there with us. I don't think I've ever told her, but today I say thank you, Mrs. Harrett, for loving and accepting us high school students, for modeling Christian service as a deacon in the church, for caring enough about us to let us wrestle with the hard questions of faith and life. Whenever I remember you, I thank God for you. I didn't know him that well, but I saw him at almost every church function. He was an elder in the church. We didn't talk much, but Wayne Hogan said something to me once I have never forgotten. I was in high school, and during the announcements time and worship, I had been asked by the congregation to come and invite folks to join in the Habitat for Humanity build day we were having. We were working on the next house in the Sumter community. And that day, after that announcement, Mr. Hogan came up to me and said, "Have you ever thought about being a preacher? You have the voice for it." It may seem like a small thing, but his words continue to echo in my ears. And when I was in school and things got tough, his words encouraged me. In seminary, when I had my doubts about being a preacher, his words reminded me of God's call. And even now, when I get frustrated, Mr. Hogan's voice keeps me going. I don't know if I've ever told him, but today I want to say thank you, Mr. Hogan, for being God's voice to me, for asking a simple question, for inviting me to consider God's call to the ministry. Whenever I remember you, I thank God for you. Sure, there are many others that I could mention this morning, others who taught me faith, others who modeled and witnessed faith in God for me, many for whom I thank God. But I wonder about you. Who are those people in your life that you need to thank? Who are the ones who modeled faith for you? So today, to end my sermon, I'm going to need your help. This is that audience participation part of the sermon. Whenever I gesture my hands, I want you to join me in saying, "We thank God for you." Let's practice that. Ready? We thank God for you. For the members of our church who freely give of their time on Wednesday nights and Sunday mornings, who sit separate from their families so they can lead us in the singing of praise to God, to the members of our choir, we thank God for you. To the Sunday school teachers, the ones who pore over lessons, who come early to church to make those last-minute arrangements, to make the final copies, to make sure they have enough supplies ready. For those who teach us in Sunday school and Bible study, we thank God for you. For our youth group leaders who come on Sunday nights to plan out fun and serious Bible study, to pray for our students and for their parents. Did you know they pray for you too, parents? To chaperone students on trips where they discover and learn and ask hard questions and wrestle with faith and life. To our youth group leaders, we thank God for you. To the elders of this church who sit on session and make decisions on behalf of this body, who chair committees to make decisions and discern what is best, what is God's will for us today, who come, yes, and have sometimes long meetings and wish it were shorter and always tell me so. To the elders of this church, we thank God for you. Those people, you know who they are, that work behind the scenes, who really don't want the preacher to say their name from the pulpit, the ones who do all those things that make it all happen, the ones who make sure that the communion table is set and ready, the ones who make sure that dinner in just a few minutes will be not only delicious, but also beautiful. The ones who make sure that that light bulb that's over the preacher's head is still burning. That climb the ladders. That make the phone calls. That send the cards. That pray for you. That pray for me. To all those ones, we thank God for you. And on behalf of my family, for all the ones who let Charles sit beside them, laugh when he dances during the hymns, help him out as he's ushering, put up with him playing the drums in the pack building, taught him how to sweep and clean up, taught him Bible story after story and song after song, to all of you who've made a difference in my son's life, we thank God for you. And for all those who invited Allie into your lives, who asked her to lead you in Bible study, who have sat there while she counts the seconds until you answer the question. She's better than that than me. She won't pray out loud, but she'll make you pray. For all those that invited her into your lives to discover who it is that God is calling you to be, we thank God for you. To Elizabethtown Presbyterian Church, for all of the gifts that you are, not just to me and my family, but to this wider community. Standing on this street corner, a beacon of hope in the town, in the county, in the state, and yes, into the world. This is a flagship church. If you don't believe me, just ask members of our presbytery. They look to us
for leadership. They look to you to lead this place. On behalf of all those who need this church strong on this corner, we thank God for you. Thank you. Thank God for you. For all the ways that you demonstrate your faith, for all the times you have shared your gifts to the glory of God, for all that you do, showing God's love. Thank you. You are an example for all believers to follow. Thank you. Thank God for you. To the glory of God. Amen.